bunch of
You're just gonna anyway. Normalize the sound later, aren't you?
Probably. Anyways, another one-shot Hamilton recording. Ready?
Oh, God. There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the commons just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Angelica, Eliza,
and Peggy,
the Schuyler sisters.
Angelica,
Eliza,
they doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York, Angelica,
work!
It's bad enough Daddy wants to kill the war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
Look around. Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me. Eliza, I'm looking for mine. I work.
Work.
I'm looking for mine. I
work.
I'm looking for. Wait, no.
Work.
They're like somewhere in the city. Someone in the rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. Or you're someone in the city in your fancy heels. You're searching in fortune who can give you ideas.
Burr, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I'm in Reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Some men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'm compelled to include women in the sequel.
Work! Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
History is happening in Manhattan and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world.
In the greatest city in the world!
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Some men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world!
Angelica,
Eliza,
and Penny,
the Schuyler sisters. We're looking for mine at work. Hey,
work.
Hey, in the greatest city, in the greatest city in the world. Work.
Oh, that's Fuck. Awful. Oh, we're awful. Can we stop now?
Oh, God.
After the war, I went back to New York. I finished up my studies and I practiced law.
Burr worked next door.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account to his rise to the top? Man, the man is non-stop.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious, bear with me. Are you aware that we're making history? This is the first murder trial of our brand new nation, the liberty behind the liberation. I intend to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel.
Call Counsel Hamilton, sit down. Levy Wicks is innocent. Call your first witness. That's all you had to say.
Okay, one more thing.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Soon that you may be your doom. Why do you write like you're...
Why do you write like you're running out of time?
Keep on fighting in the meantime.
Non-stop. Corruption's such an old song that we can sing along in harmony, and nowhere is it stronger than in Albany. Economy is increasingly stalling, and honestly, that's why public service seems to be calling me. I practiced the law, I practically perfected it. I've seen injustice in the world, and I've corrected it. Now for a strong sense of democracy. If not, then I'll be Socrates throwing verbal rocks at these mediocrities.
Constitutional Convention.
I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention.
There is a New York junior delegate.
Now what I'm gonna say may sound indelicate.
Mintz proposes his own form of government.
What?
His own plan for a new form of government.
What?
Tostrasaurus' convention is listless.
Right,
young man.
Yo, who the F is this?
Why do you always say what you believe? Why do you always say what you believe? Every proclamation guaranteed free ammunition for your enemies. Why do you write like it's going out of style? Write day and night like it's going out of style. Every day you fight like it's going out of style. Do what you do. Alexander?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Can we confer, sir?
What do you need?
Yes, and it's important to me.
Okay.
But you're a better lawyer than me.
Okay.
I know I talk so much. You're succinct, persuasive. My client needs a strong defense. You're the solution.
Who's your client?
The new U.S. Constitution?
No.
Hear me out.
No way.
A series of essays anonymously published defending the document to the public.
No one will read it.
I disagree.
And if it fails?
Well, Burr, that's why we need it.
The Constitution's a mess.
So it needs amendments?
It's full of contradictions.
So is independence. We have to start somewhere.
No, no way.
You're making a mistake.
Good night.
Hey, what are you waiting for? What do you stall for?
What?
We won the war. What was it all for? Do you support this constitution?
Of course.
Then defend it.
And what if you're backing the wrong horse?
Burr, we studied and we fought and we killed for the notion of a nation we now get to build. For once in your life, take a stand with pride. I don't understand how you stand to the side.
I will keep all my plans close to my chest.
Wait for it, wait for it,
wait. I will wait here and see which way the wind will blow. I'm taking my time watching the afterbirth of a nation, watching the tension grow. I am sailing off to London. I am accompanied by someone who always pays. I have found a wealthy husband who will keep me in comfort for all my days. He is not a lot of fun, but there is no one who could match you for a turn of phrase. My Alexander,
Angelica,
don't forget to rise.
Where you are, look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. Stay alive, that would be enough. And if you're wise, 'cause you're a fraction of your time, if I grant you peace of mind, would that be enough?
Alexander joins forces with James Madison and John Jay to write a series of essays defending the new United States Constitution titled The Federalist Papers. The plan was to write a total of 25 essays, the work divided evenly among the three men. In the end, they wrote 85 essays in the span of 6 months. John Jay got sick after writing 5. James Madison wrote 29. Hamilton wrote the other 51. Write like you're running out of time. Write day and night like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time? How do you write like tomorrow won't arrive? How do you write like you need to survive? How do you write every second you're alive? Every second you're alive. Every second you're alive.
They're asking me to leave. I am doing the best I can to get the people that I need. I'm asking you to be my right hand.
Treasury or state.
That's to add.
Treasury or state.
Leave behind the world you know.
Sir, do you want me to run the Treasury or State Department?
Treasury.
Let's go.
Alexander.
I have to leave.
Alexander.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Helpless.
They're asking me to leave.
Look around. Isn't this enough?
He will never be satisfied. He will never be satisfied. Satisfied.
History has its
smartest in the room.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room?
Isn't this enough?
Soon
what would be enough?
Why do you fight like you're running out of time?
Why do you fight like history has its eyes on you? I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my
shot.
I am Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton,
just you wait.
I am not throwing away my shot.
That was god awful.
I know.
No, you did great.
No, I didn't, you fucking liar! You're a lying piece of shit!
Time to sing a song about Bruce, infidelity.
Can I briefly
listen to
Bruce, please. No, we already hit record.
Come on.
We already hit record.
Fine.
Okay. Bruce, come on. Chill.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone under stress meets someone looking pretty. There's trouble in the air, you can smell it. And Alexander's by himself. I'll let him tell it.
I haven't slept in a week. I was weak, I was awake. You've never seen a bastard orphan more in need of a break. Longing for Angelica, missing my wife. That's when Miss Mariah Reynolds walked into my life. She said,
I know you are a man of honor. I'm so sorry to bother you at home, but I don't know where to go. I came here home.
She said,
my husband doing the wrong, treating me, cheating me, mistreating me. Suddenly he's up and gone. I don't have the means to go.
So I offered her a loan. I offered to walk her home. She said,
you were too kind, sir.
I gave her $30 that I had sucked away. She lived a block away. She said,
this one's mine, sir.
I said, I should head back home. She turned red, led me to her bed, let her legs spread and said,
stay.
Hey. That's what I get to pray. Lord, show me how to say no to this. I don't know how to say no to this. But my God, she looks so helpless. And her body's saying hell yes.
Whoa.
Show me how to say no to this. I don't know how to say no to this. In my mind, I'm trying to go.
Go, go, go.
But my body's on mine, I do not say
no.
No, say no to this.
No,
no. Say no to this. No. No. Say no to this.
No.
No.
Say no to this.
I wish I could say that was the last time I said that last time. It became a pastime. A month into this endeavor, I received a letter from Mr. James Reynolds. Even better, it said,
dear sir, I hope this letter finds you in good health and in a prosperous enough position to put wealth in the pockets of people like me. None of the luck, you see. That was my wife you decided to
fuck.
Uh-oh, you made the wrong sucker a cuckold. It's time to pay the fiver for the pants you unbuckled. And hey, you can keep seeing my whole wife if the price is right. If not, I'm telling your wife.
I hit the letter, then I raced to her place. Screamed, how could you, in her face? She said,
no, sir.
Half-dressed, apologetic, a mess. She looked pathetic. She cried,
please don't go, sir.
So was your whole story a setup?
I don't know about any letter.
I don't... fuck. Crying, get up. I am ruined. I am helpless. How could I do this? You can have me. I don't want you. I don't want you. Hey, you can
stay.
I don't know how to say no to this. I no to this. The situation's helpless. And her body's screaming, hell yes. No, show me how to say no to this. How can I say no to this? There's nowhere I can go.
Go, go, go.
When her body's on mine, I do not say
no.
Yes. Yes.
Say no to this.
Yes.
Say no to this.
Yes.
Say no to this.
Yes.
Yes.
Say no to this. I don't say no to this. There's nowhere I can go.
So?
Nobody needs to know.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
I don't think you're okay.
I'm not okay.
See, I'm okay because I had no singing parts in this. I'm okay. I'm great.
I should have gotten along at the start. can we redo this? But I'll be
Oh, no. One shot.
One shot.